in Britain. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the wake of Queen Elizabeth's death, her son, King Charles III, officially proclaimed Britain's monarch today. Meanwhile, Prince William and Prince Harry reuniting to greet crowds at Windsor Castle. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from outside Buckingham Palace in London.
For the first time in a very long time, we saw Prince William, his wife Kate, Prince Harry, his wife Meghan, together again. They paused to look at the flowers left in front of the castle, and then all four worked the crowd for a long time, shaking hands, exchanging greetings, accepting flowers. For the moment at least, any tensions between the two branches of the royal family, well, they were set aside.
Prince William taking over his father's previous title of Prince of Wales. Vice President Harris praising the Inflation Reduction Act for its focus on reducing prescription drug prices at the 2022 Democratic National Committee summer meeting at National Harbor, Maryland.
Because of us Democrats, Medicare now has the power to negotiate drug prices on behalf of 60 million Americans. Because we don't put profits before people.
Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will actually worsen the inflation crisis. Funeral services held today for 34-year-old Eliza Fletcher, who was killed last week while jogging in Memphis. Fox's John Scott has more.
Funeral services in Memphis for Eliza Fletcher, the mom and kindergarten teacher who was murdered last week. Police have since charged 38-year-old Cleotha Henderson with Fletcher's kidnapping and murder after linking his vehicle and DNA to the scene.
Tsunami threat has been lifted following a magnitude 7.6 earthquake that hit Papua New Guinea. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An influx of migrants at the U.S. southern border continues to overwhelm Border Patrol. Fox's Bill Malugin has the latest from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The epicenter of this border crisis. Like clockwork, every day at sunrise, we get these large single groups who come across, most of them from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. In Normandy, a little town just outside of Eagle Pass, a bigger group of up to 400 migrants who came across all at the same time, predominantly single adults from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, those countries not subject to Title 42. So most of these people will be released into the United States. Also here in Eagle Pass, Border Patrol here in the Del Rio sector using their boats to save five migrants who are really struggling in the swollen river here after days of rain.
An Alabama pastor who was recently arrested files a federal lawsuit. Fox's Paul Stevens has more.
Lawyers for Pastor Michael Jennings are suing the city of Childersburg, Alabama, after Jennings was arrested while watering his neighbor's flowers in May of this year while that neighbor was out of town. Someone reported Jennings as a suspicious person and called police. Jennings was handcuffed and had his phone taken after a dispute over producing an ID.
What they did that day, they did with impunity, thinking there'd be no action taken against them, and it hurt me.
Charges against Pastor Jennings were later dropped, Jennings telling reporters in Birmingham that he's not anti-police.
Tomorrow marks the 21st anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Megan McDowell, who lost her brother-in-law that day, has since created a charity called Heartworks.
When something is happening tragic in our town or in our community, we can show up with checks, with getting them a cleaning service. We can help them get rides into Sloan Kettering for cancer treatment, pay for the tolls, pay for the parking, all the small things that actually add up when somebody is really, really struggling.
That's Megan McDowell on Fox and Friends. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.